10,000. You can do estimates. You can do estimates based on 25 here, on the tells, the big tells now. Lakewood Yeshiva right now is 1,500 bucks. In Israel, just boys there that have gained draft deferments is pushing 30,000. That doesn't include Yeshiva and Esther. So we're talking about, let's say 50,000 in Israel and another 50,000 in the States. You know, you're talking about a lot of people. Where do we go? How is it that the 3,000 Bukhara learning in Europe, in Riga and Slobodka, they produced all the Gedolei Torah for the next 50 years? And yet we, the modern generation, as with 50,000, 100,000 Bukhara learning, hasn't produced. I don't think we haven't produced people to ask it. I'm not talking that we can't function. We're talking about people. Thank you. Right, so we don't,
only the elite went to
the machine. Now you're getting the analysis. I mean, that's the truth of the matter is, but the difference is, the Jewish community couldn't afford, and then let me just sort of explain to what you just answered, the Jewish community couldn't afford to support everyone. If you were there, if you were one of the 25, you know you better be learning, because you know your parents are suffering, the community is suffering, and they're supporting you. And there was a, you know, there was a fire underneath you. You knew that the community couldn't support, and if you were learning full-time, you were out. We're a generation that is Torah out of leisure, out of wealth. I mean, it's true, the situation is getting tough, but if you want to support 30,000 Bukhara in Israel learning, it costs lots of money. And it's, I'll give you an example. In Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolim that were produced, that did come from Yerushalayim. Sort of fascinating. Where there was lecture by Menachem Friedman. Menachem Friedman made the point that when they were choosing a chief rabbi for Israel, and the British wanted them to be chief rabbi, that one of the discussions that went on was very good. Don't get somebody from Yerushalayim. Why not? But where do all the Gedolim come from? That they were Israeli Gedolim. They came from Chevron. What's the difference? In Yerushalayim, whether you learned or not, you stayed in yeshiva because your father was a yeshiva, your uncle. You're all getting from the chalukah, the division, the money that came to Israel from here. The divided, and yeah, there's a vested interest. Your brother was this, and your uncle was that, and this was that, and everybody was support. And Hebron, if you didn't learn, you're out. And there were machinists all the time, and they were throwing guys out, and you had to learn. If you didn't learn, it's right, and that was Gedolim. And what's going on now in Israel, and what's going on even in America is that everybody learns in 6 months, way above 6 months. That has produced an incredible infrastructure of Baba Batim in no other way. I'd say our generation is a generation in which Baba Batim in no other way. They can open a Mishnah Berurah, they can open a Mecca. I mean, I've had opportunity to talk to Chassan Talman, talk to my father-in-law. They learned a little bit. I learned, but a regular balabosh, get out of the shiur, it goes on in our shul on a regular basis. I could say some chassidish shabel tova. We created a fantastic repertoire that we hear every Shabbos and shul. It requires a certain base of people who are knowledgeable, who can open up a site, who can do research, and do. Now, we've created tremendous infrastructure of long day Torah, men and women, okay? I mean, you hear this, some of the dimitar that we hear on shul of the women give in our organization. I mean, these are women and women who really have a background, a wealth of learning. And there's a thirst for learning. But we don't produce enough. We're not producing enough. And that's, it may be going hand in hand. Maybe that if you don't, if you're not forced to sweat, because learning excellence only comes because, you know, as Einstein said, you know, 10% inspiration, but 90% perspiration. And if you don't perspire, you're not going to be the problem. You have to live any field, you have to live it almost day and night. I mean, it's a very special field. The only field you don't need is that. But other than that, everybody you need. But the fact of the matter is, the fact minutes go down, general unrest. General unrest. People didn't know. People didn't know they couldn't afford to go to yeshiva. They didn't. Tremendous gedolah. So, which is better? I don't know. So, I would say, like in many other things, we're living with the best of times. I would say that, look, I don't say we don't have to go with it. It's very clear that a gentleman like Rav Auerbach is a very special person. I don't know if he's a special person. I know them, and they're really out there. But anybody else, if I were to give you a list of who the top to go with and where they were trained, they weren't trained in Israel, they weren't trained in America. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't individuals. I'm just talking about it. From those of the previous generation, the generation that's died out. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Moshe Feinstein and Rav Frankel. I mean, I can go on with Kotler. Just names of them. We're not replacing them. Not in the level. Not that level. Yeah, we have leadership. I don't deny we have them. No, on money, so it's not that we don't have leadership. The kind of breathtaking. Charge general of people. And
what happens when has to be major
issue? Look, Judaism, there are two ways of solving. There's actually three ways of solving the problem. One way is you ask your local Orthodox. That works for 85%. And somebody who knows enough to be able to open up a safe and get know what the consensus is. As a person who's generally knowledgeable, you don't need any tremendous genius, you just have to be well read on something. And you get a feeling, and if you're up to date and you follow what's going on, you can get pretty much a consensus. So when most people ask me a shayla, just a question about which is the right statement, they have a shayla with it out. And that's usually, or a shulchan aruch, or whatever modern sacred is. But you have a real tough shayla. Okay, there are two ways you do it. Either you go to the gadol hador, or you get a consensus of what's
majority
opinion on a particular issue. They don't have the letter on the consensus in other words. There are many issues on Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. What one against the general consensus? Insemination, Christian kashrut, and synthetic materials, a whole variety of issues that Moshe, and I'll give you a good example. In the States, you know, the never kashrut, that's what I'm trying to never kashrut, and then there is really the world. Also some of the things, but anything that was synthetic, we didn't, because Moshe was against it. Artificial insemination, Moshe said if there's a leaf artificial insemination, better down for the world. I don't think we have to go to that calendar. I just don't think so. I can name the people who are. I don't want to be named that because it verges on Lashon Hara. I've read their tshuvas. It doesn't compare. You go through a tshuva of the Balabud of Moshe Feinstein, and you just the breadth and the correlation and the insights. And you say, that's honest, that's true. You know, the people, he's driving in, he's driving down, he's doing this, and he's with the sheep, and he's back to the sheep, and he knows a lot. I'm impressed. He knows a lot. Can learn. It's not the same. So, what? Someone said to me that the Gedolim are there, but they're cowards. Now let me explain to you what I mean. The modern Orthodox hasn't succeeded in producing Gedolim. That's not true. So Nachum Rabinowitz and others are pretty special. I still think the rebound is a little bit flat. That's my humble opinion. But in the more right-wing world, where you have centered much more low-wing, there's this oppressive, attitude called Das Torah. Das Torah essentially stymies you from being the good. Being the good means developing broad shoulders, taking responsibility. And if you say, well, you can't disagree with the good, being the good, you know, in the Orthodox community, what Yoshe Berud would say, just take me on. Then you're like, well, take me on. And then we'll thrash it out. We'll see who's right. In the right wing circles, you can't do it because you're taking on the government's belt. What do you mean you're attacked? What do you mean you're rebocious? How can you say otherwise? Rebocious said so. Now, if you ask Rebocious would be the first to say take me on. And he writes it. But there's an aura called, you know, Das Torah, which to a great extent stifles any attempt at creativity. And it's very strange. You know, it's very, the independence, which was nurtured in Telz and which was nurtured in Slavutka, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva would say, take me on. That was the part of the fun in being yeshiva. I remember that I was in Kerbiyavne, and the Goldberg was giving a shir clothing. Okay. Now, you have to understand, there are 250 people from sitting in yeshiva, maybe 10 or 3 followers. Because it's an extremely high level. In the beginning, I was very proud about the time. Followed for 5 minutes. At the end, after a year and a half, I was able to follow 25. So I'm sitting there in a shir, and all of a sudden, Hanan Porat raises his hand. And he asks a question, and the Rosh Yeshiva stopped the shir and struggled for the next 20 minutes by himself out there. And he goes on his front, says, Hanan's right, the shir's right. Now that was very exciting because, yeah, somebody could get on the yeshiva, somebody could prove, and this was part of what the yeshiva was about. I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong, I haven't been in the yeshiva world for such a long time and learning direct activism, but maybe I'm overestimating. My feeling is that anybody would want to take on the shach or would want to take on the Reinemann, or one of the Gedolim in B'nai Brak, would have a fair enough. I know what happened to Menashe Klein when he challenged Rav Moshe's Pesach HaMe'er. Menashe Klein is one of the major posts in New York, a very injured, a major post in New York. And Rav Moshe said, don't make it. And he said, no, don't make it. Shoulders. He said, Ramon should be the first one to say, take me on. I don't think that you have that in there, so you're having a picture. And maybe I'm, and I think that's why I've had many discussions on this. All persons are there, but I don't even know how it's like that. They're intimidated to take on whatever was ever left. I think the whole yeshiva system is supposed to be based on take me on, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. It will be my greatest thrill if you prove me wrong. It's not a cover, but it's just an embassy. It's God's will. This is not a contest. It's not a, you know, thing. But if you inculcate this idea of Das Torah, that if I have to follow everything my Rebbe says, my Rebbe says, I have political issues. Right? Because of his Torah power, take him out of Torah issues? I mean, his whole authority in the general Welt, question of Weltanschauung in the world, comes from his Torah power. So I can't challenge him on political issues, I can challenge him on Torah issues? A lot of it has come from the fact that we had something. I think the Shoah undoubtedly contributed to it. It having had so many to go and wipe that. there's an attempt to solidify, to hold on to what you have. And that also helps, you don't want to rock the boat because you don't know how strong the boat is. You don't want to. But I must say, this is an issue with other people, the fact that we have not been able to generate, we have to share this. That we haven't been able to create the goals of the place. But Kosh Baruch has done okay for us for the last 3,500 years. I'm only doing it for years since I've done it. In the meantime, we have people to lead us. We have Kosh, we have guidance. All right. Now, I was hoping I spent the... on the issue of women learning Torah, okay, this I wanted to finish this whole general discussion tonight, finally, to end it, not completely, because next week we're going to start, I want to move into the whole question of women getting aliyot, and the whole question of what's called covenant seeker, and I analyze the whole question of women and aliyot. And clearly, one's obligation, personal learning of Torah, is pivotal to that understanding. Let's now read, the last article I wanted to read was from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. It's source number 17, somewhere in the middle of the file there. You have to turn to the source number 17. It looks like this, he shoved it in the file. Unfortunately, it's a Hebrew. Okay? It's an outstanding article written by someone who, and why, the reason why I respect the article is because I respect the individual. It's a person who appreciates modernity, but is deeply rooted in Torah tradition and values. Okay. Mamada Shel Isha Bayad. This is kept from a book called Isha B'Kimucha, which was put out in 1990. By Amana. Right, 1980. By Amana, and has a whole collection of articles dealing with women, the role in education, and this is one of the most quoted articles in that piece, President Bernard Arbus. Okay. Mamada Shel Isha B'Yad. Mamada Shel Isha B'Yad. By the way, we'll come back to this article, you'll see this woman in the army, we're going to talk about that, and this is women in the Shilukumi, and how can we deal with all that issue? מהו מעמדה של אישה ביד? יש בהחלט שוני מסוים בין המינים בעולם. אז לא פשוט איזה distinction between genders in Jewish life. גם בחיים יש תחומים שהם יחודים לגבר. Even in normal life there are gender oriented roles, things that are gender oriented. ובאותה מידה יש להם תחומים אחרים ייחודיים לאישה. There are some roles that are for men and some roles that are uniquely for women. אני אישית לא רואה זאת כאפליה לרעה. I don't see the fact that there is a particular role as discrimination free role. Or non-beneficial. אני מאמין שאין יצירה יותר גדולה בחיים אשר נולדת ילד, ודווקא בזה הגבר מופתע לרעה. Because I'm exactly says that there's anything more creative than giving birth to a child. And for that matter, men are discriminated for the worst. אני מתאר לעצמי שאותה שמחה שאישה מרגישה בלידה, אין שמחה גדולה מזה, giving birth, I imagine, there is no joy greater than that. כך רצונו של הקדוש ברוך הוא שזה יהיה תחום האישה ולא תחום המת. That should be a woman's role, not a man's role. יש הרבה חוויות באישה שהן מקור רב ואושר ואינם בתחום הגבר. There are many experiences that a woman has, which are a source of tremendous satisfaction. And they're not in the realm of a man. למשל, החמימות שאין יכולה להעניק לילד הוא לאב קשה יותר. The warmth that a mother can give to her child and a father finds a woman. לאב קשה יותר להגיע לדרגה של father just doesn't seem to be able to give that, have that same warmth. ברור הוא שיש יעדים לאישה שאין לגן מולד. See, there are goals that are for women and not for men, and vice versa. היעדים של הגבר הם בתחומים ציבוריים וכלליים. The goals for the male are more public and more general. תחומים שההלכה ראתה אותם כשייכים לגבר, ואשר גם בדרך הטבע הגבר עושה גבר. Roles that the halacha viewed as preferred for a male, and also naturally men seem to be more involved in it. Shadaka shall give a lichdosh, no daka shall isha. That the woman Yevamot says that it's the way of a man to conquer, to be more aggressive, but not the way of the woman. Davar zeh mitbatei b'harbe mishorim b'halacha, and this finds expressions in many areas in halacha. Menikuda ri'ut hilchatit, hagever hu zeh shemista'er aviv ha'tomah. But from a halachic perspective, it's the man who attacks Torah learning. Bonel, the Lord creates world. Vilo isha yesh la bina yitera. She yotem ufnemet. A woman has greater understanding, which is more internalized. Gam muvan ha-biti ha-fizi, both regarding the home, the physical home, pnima, and internally. יש אולי כמה מקורות שמהן אפשר לקבל רושם שאישה נחותה. There are some sources which might suggest, which might give the impression, that a woman is on a lower status. אבל יש גם הרבה שמהן משתמעת לכם, אבל זה says, but on the contrary, there are many sources which give the exact opposite, that a woman is on a higher level than a man. שבחה של אישה, you know that, and praise a woman and a woman. למשל, המדרש שהכל הולך על השם. The Gemara gives the medrash that everything goes after the woman. The Gemara gives the following example. מעשה בחסיד אחד שהיה נשוי לחסידה אחת. Two righteous, a male and a female married to each other. ולא העמידו בנים זה מטה. They didn't have children. אמרו, אין אנו מועילים בקדוש ברוך הוא. They decided, they're not helping creation at all. עמדו בגרשו את זה. They agreed that by mutual consent, to divorce one another. The male went ahead and married a wicked woman. Vasta oto rasha, and she converted him into a rasha. Vachazo v'nisek v'rasha, and she went and married a wicked man. Vasta oto tzadik, and she made him a righteous man. Havei shakol nimi shesu. See, the tenor of all goes after the woman. Binyan mitzvot. So he's bringing that as an example that the Medrash views the power of the woman in many ways as, at least the spiritual influence of a woman, being much greater than that of a man. Right? So he says that you find Medrash in this way, you also find Medrash in the other way. And essentially what he says is that there are individual opinions, and there is a variety of views, essentially. Vinyan mitzvat asei shazman yirama, inka nechitu. As far as the woman's exemption, the Pious Commandments, which are time determined, it doesn't mean that the woman is on a masada. Beglal nesibot miyuchadot shel pi'ilut isha l'bayit. Because of a woman's activities within the home. Afilu kayom, even nowadays, kishiyachasit isha meshuchreret me'arbei shibudim she'ayu lo kodem. Even though nowadays a woman is generally freed from many of the responsibilities she had. Patruat isha mitzvah asei shazman. The Torah viewed it appropriate to free women from past command, which we can determine. Mishum shiyesh lisha chovot shemakshim apiyum mitzvot zmanim mitzvot. Because a woman has certain obligations, which makes it more difficult to fulfill commandments at a particular time. The Torah felt it was more important to fulfill these personal obligations than to do the mitzvot, and therefore made them optional. Avol zeh rak p'tor. This is only an exemption. Uledat. רוב הראשונים, the majority of ראשונים, אישה שרוצה לקיים את סביבות עשה שהזמן גרמן, the woman wants to fulfill these bad eternal commandments, תקיים, שכן פופל הם יכול לא ברק, and even make a bracha, ותבוא להברכה, and may the blessing, may a blessing come over. And these are exemptions, but not exclusions. ויש תחומים שנראים יועדים לגדר, and there are areas which would seem to be more geared towards them. ובהם יש מחלוקת ראשונים בקשר למקומה של אישה. And there is a מחלוקת amongst the earlier scholars about the place of women in fulfilling these areas. למשל, האם יכולה אישה ולהם? Can a woman serve in judgment in a Jewish court? יש הרבה ראשונים מסוימים שאישה יכולה. There's some many opinions of אישה, and all the women can. לגבי עדות, אין מחלוקת. When it comes to testimony, there is no... There's no dispute. The woman cannot serve as a witness, but she can give testimony, and we'll talk about that perhaps sometime. But one can get around, and he's into relation to the judges, which is in the form of testimony. There's also a woman giving testimony in the court, where the court has the right to take in what she says, not as testimony, but as called shuvah d'taima, evaluation of the court. It's a different type of information base. So he says here, v'gabe edut, the four lines, the end of the fourth line here, but from the bottom, v'gabe edut ein machloket, aval nitan makofet shelat edut perol mikrin. You can get around this issue through a different mechanism of information transfer. And the chief rabbi has already publicized that nowadays that is in fact a rule, women come to the Jewish court and give testimony, which is based on halakhic considerations which allow us to deal with the situation. Now, raises an issue which we've read before, when I talked about women in public roles, and this is a very... The question he's dealing now with is when the halakha would seemingly limit a woman's role. And we have halakhic mechanisms by which we can get around that. Is that the problem? Is it proper to get around the problem using halakhic mechanisms? Okay, let's see. And now, as you know, Soloveitchik, as Rosenstein will point out, it's the same question as should we use Shabbos talks? Should we use a hetzer mechidah? Should we sell our chametz? I mean, that's the way to get around the problem, right? That's a problem. You get around the problem using perfectly legitimate mechanisms, right? That's a very general question. It doesn't relate only to women, it relates to a whole variety of issues which we as Jews confront. Heter iskin, get around the repeat issue. Hashelahi, be'ezo nida, rotzim lanziyah et ha-matzav et halati ha-kayam ba-lacha. How much more do we want to preserve the original starting position of the halakha? Or the shanot oto b'drachim l'chatiyot v'ditimyo, or to change using the genuine halachic mechanisms, b'tchashem b'tchafiyot historically, to take into consideration what's going on historically in the world. Zo she'la shkafatit she'inam yuchadet rach l'bayah shalom. It's not limited only to the question of women's role. And we'll all have a question, but questions. Kedol, shvi'it, question of shmita, heter iska, borrowing money and interest. Va'ol. Kisha'anu okfim et halacha. When we circumvent halacha to get to the goal we want to get, b'kelim hilchatiyim kumar, using legitimate halachic techniques. Ha'im yesh lomar she'halacha ratzta az kach v'yom yimatzta achem. Are we implying that when the Torah said don't lend with interest, and now we found a mechanism to lend with this? Then the Torah didn't want to lend with interest. Now the Torah wants to lend with interest. Is that what we're saying? Or Shalacha doreshet oto davar. Halacha is really requiring the same thing. Gam hayom. V'anachnu lo mesugalim le'amod b'zeh. We simply can't. We're not up to it. So we find a mechanism to get around it. But really, the ideal is to do away. Heter iska. The question is, Shemitah, the heter mechira, heter mechira chametz. Is the ideal not to have chametz? Don't say, is that the ideal? I would say no. This is a legitimate technique. It's perfectly all right. Torah says it's perfectly okay. Okay, in the middle of the fourth line. Haim yesh lomar shalacha ratzta az kach v'yom yirotzta acheret, o shalacha doreshet oto davar, gam hayom, v'anachnu lo mesugalim la'amod b'zeh. Kedei ladun, end of the fifth line, kedei ladun, b'vaya zo, צריך לראות לא רק את השאלה הספציפית עומדת בפרק. You can't only just look at the specific question, אלא גם את העומק הערכי של הבעיה. To see, what does this communicate? What are the value judgments here? כשאנחנו באים היום לעקוף את ההלכה בכלים שרים, when we come around the halacha with proper utensils, יש לשאול, האם זה למען השגת הדבר? Is this to get us to a place שמבחינה ערכית, from a value judgment perspective. The Tovanin, as far as the Torah value perspective, who mashmuti or love? Is the goal I'm trying to reach for? Is that where the Torah wants us to go? Is that where the Torah wants us to be? Let me explain to you. Let's say the Torah said, if I don't allow a ribit, in the modern period, if I don't allow a ribit, then nobody will have loans. Both will be will suffer. Economies may collapse. A variety of, let's lay out the scenarios. Okay? So one could argue and says, look, I'm not doing anything that's against the law. Heteriska is perfectly legitimate. The question you ask me, does the Torah want me to use this technique now in order to get to a goal that the Torah would approve of? That is, that not the ends justified, the means are perfectly legitimate. The question is, are my ends legitimate as well? Because actually, I'm doing something that, on the face of it, gets around the halakhic prohibition. So I have to worry not only about my mechanism, I also have to say, look, is that what the Torah wants me to do? Part of the problem, let me just mention, go on, part of the problem when she made that statement, okay, there's no question that there is an ounce of truth in what she said. But what Rav Aaron is pointing out is that not everything that I want, I should go for. But maybe what I want is not the right place to go. If the halacha felt that this is the way I should go, and there was a legitimate mechanism to do it, in which the consensus of the rabbinic authorities found yes, then we'll use all sorts of legitimate techniques to get around the problem. But part of the problem that Rav Aaron is raising is when I do away the problems of Shemitah and I do Chametz and Lulam, all these problems, is where I want to go the right place to be. So to some extent, we need rabbinic guidance, tradition, yes, we have to work this out. I can't work it out all at one time, but I have to, yes, when I ask a shayla, that's part of what the host is doing. That's part of what I'm saying with so much. Okay, let's continue. Try not to lose too much. Okay. Yesh Hevdel. Okay? We're now at that first paragraph, three lines from the end of that last paragraph. Yesh Hevdel im oskim b'haramah. There's a big difference if I'm using trickery. Amenak lachil kama nashim aniyot. There's a big difference. There's certain instances where I can get around. I found there's a loophole in halacha, and I use this loophole. It's called haramah, which is trickery. I use this trickery so that hopefully the poor women in Yerushalayim will have something to eat. Or if I use this trickery in order to not have to give chumas and masos, and I save myself a couple of bucks. Is the motivation of why I'm using this loophole or using this technique is extremely important. The bayat shinui of tikkun mamad isha. Now he's going to get in front of you. Well, the question of changing woman's role. Im nitan livnot chevra b'riya u'shleima yoter. Says if we are convinced that this particular action will create a healthier, more complete society, mitchashavet berchei torah v'lacha, which takes into consideration Torah values, right, in the Torah perspective. Yesh lit'on shemasha yapam it'im lamatzav shel az, what which is correct then, v'hayom yesh makom nityachem, yesh lit'on shemasha yapam it'im lamatzav shel az, that which was appropriate for then. V'hayom yesh makom nityachem l'mitzvi v'hayom v'parameh. Now you have to see totally difference in the background. What was true then, maybe a little bit right then. And I think what we discussed about women in Torah learning, which I think is a very good example becomes a little more, we get a little bit of learning on and off. And the Chazal felt the public policy was to limit the amount the woman learned. And nowadays, where the life has become much more complex, and the transfer of information is done primarily by women, and women need more for their own personal growth, and in order to maintain a firm world, we need highly educated women, then the public policy values, you teach the woman like you teach the man. Okay, so you have to take all these values into consideration. First of all, you have to understand the past and make sure that you're not misjudging them based on your prejudices of today. And then you have to correctly evaluate the situation today and make sure that your motivation is a proper one. Third, now comes a very important line. You cannot turn the clock back. It's simply not realistic. So you cannot resurrect the simplistic naivete that women had. So if that's the given, I can't turn the clock back, right? Because I have to replace the tzenor with learning the mishnah and the But he doesn't mean Mishnah and Magen Mora, because it's a simple experiment. He says Mora too, but... Okay? L'lamed nashim yoter, v'latet lan tochen chayim shu karov yoter l'geber. To give them more, closer to the man. Kedei shenashim tafek l'torah lan min ha-metziyut again. The women too will derive benefit from the existing reality. Have a Moses. You have a world that's totally changed upon you. You don't have them to be mean, right? You don't have the naivete. And not give them anything? That's impossible. Lo emunah tmima, you don't have simplistic faith. Come on, Pam, the lowly mitorah would see me. You don't have simplistic faith, and you don't give serious learning. In came a shati po vechne kisaot, the zebra. That's certainly not true. Okay? And that, by the way, was what was happening as we read. That's what was happening right after World War I, or as we moved towards World War I, women were becoming much more sophisticated, open to the real world. They didn't have that emunah tama, and they were falling between the chairs. There was a rapid conversion, and there was a drone women leaving the fold, not transmitting the values to their children, because they didn't know they could transmit. Mikomakom, Behul. With all the changes and adjustments, the differences with the genders continues to exist. Somehow, educate the daughter so that she will find satisfaction in her role. And I think he's talking about her role as mother, a mother, homemaker, wife. Those roles which a woman were given naturally, which are very central, it's called change practice to do the job. Kol shekein lanikato, certainly it's a nurse. Shochim et hayeled b'mahon migdil shana v'im bo omas. Send a child to daycare from the age of he's lucky to spend it. V'im bo omas, right? They see the view the child as a burden. Kol ha'gvarim halalu shetzrichim lanik osher amot isha hofkim l'gvarim mechanim. All those things which were at one time gave a woman tremendous satisfaction turn into mechanical things. V'az sholim kemuvan ma'iv isha v'isha. And then you say, what's a woman's role? צריך לחנך את הבת להכיר בערך המשפחה וגידול הילדים. Okay? You have to educate the daughter to view the value of the family, the importance of raising children properly. כדבר המשמעותי ביותר בחיים. By the way, I want you to know, you just be patient. I read the whole article. He says you have to educate men as well. He's not saying you only educate the women. And he says that you educate children, well, not just like you have to teach your daughters. How to live a family life, you have to teach men how to live a family life. And that's also been neglected. So don't take this as, well, only the men, not the women, because he does say, only women.
women are changing and looking for a different type of husband. And then somebody got up said they were busy, and she wanted to say, well, the women are going to walk that, you know, the deep end that way, then the men won't know how to relate to their wives. You know, all of them have to kind of teach the men, you know, if you're making a new type of woman, you got to want some change where you're saving men. And all the women saw it, and of course, the guy was there.
You have to teach the women to derive certain satisfaction with traditional roles. Okay? That is, if you want to, I mentioned this sometimes, you know, you have to teach a woman that changing a diaper, and teach men too. It's a question of, come on. It's not. Nobody uses it. See, but I say this and nobody finds it genius. But I honestly believe it. And I said, right, you know what?
No,
you can develop it to a mechanism like you find it changes. But those are... Of the half the rim, come up a lot of right before it says Liba Torah LeNashim, let's go up a little bit. It says five lines from that. Sarich lechanech et habat lakir be'ech ha'mishpacha ve'gidul ha'yeladim k'davar ha'mashmuti b'yotzeh b'chem. You have to try to educate our daughter to raise the value of the family, raising children as one of the most important values. Sarich lelamed ota lemtso sipuk tafkid zeh, to find satisfaction in that role. ואז אין את מהמובן, זה לא בי. אני חושב שאני מכבד אישה לא פחות מאשר כל תנועה של כל אישה. I believe that I respect women no less than all women's liberal organizations. אבל אני מכבד אותה כאישה, I respect her as a woman. אינני חושב שאני צריך לכבד אותה רק ברגע שאני הופך אותה. I respect her, that's why I converted her to me. Based on the importance of Torah study in our modern world, Zoe had the Kuda Hakoletit Biotel Shabbat and Mosin Abdel Hashmotiv and Isha. That is perhaps the most dominant area in which there is a fundamental difference between a man and a woman. Tuva Isha Matamba, the women are exempted from Torah study. Hashkafat Halachai Isha Komash Nogir and Neyman Halachav Shemakamat intellectuali, Nishtadut al Torah. This whole area of intellectual effort and taking total mastery of Torah, that's a more male, using a comparative here, a more male role. The Shaptura women are exempted from this obligation. Ah, she can, or she can, or she wants. L'dati ratzui v'tzarich, lo rak eshar. Not only is it permissible, but it's advisable and desirable. לתת חינוך אינטנסיבי לבנות גם ממקורתו של הפה, from the oral law, בין אם הוא משום הטענה שנשים עוסקות בכל המקצועות, מדוע יידרך חלקן דווקא לגבי תורה. Both from the perspective of a woman can master anything else in intellectual, why shouldn't she master Torah as well? And one reason. ובין אם משום דברי חפץ חיים, and both because, and secondly, because the argument of the חפץ חיים, which he said that God, which he said is not the big God of school, שם הרמב״ם אומר שצריך ללמד לגר את עיקרי הדת. The Rambam says you have to convert the fundamentals of faith. אדם שגדל במסגרת יהדות, certainly an individual who grows up in world Judaism also must know all these fundamentals of faith. ברור שצריך לספק רווח חינוך וידע שיאפשרו לה אמונה שורשית, get the woman a fundamental basic faith, שורשית וחזקה ועמידה בכבוד אל מול פני המציאות. We have to give a woman that toward the order of education which will allow her to sustain herself Jewishly in face of the reality. הבנות כיום מקבלות חינוך כללי רחב ורבות מגיעות לאוניברסיטה. And many women get an excellent secular education, they come to university, ושם, לא רק שם, אלא בחברה בכלל, and there in university, and not only there, but in the general society as well. ועוד במגע עם השקפות ותפיסת עולם שלו. There they meet, they're no longer in the cocoon of the home, there they go out and they meet the life, the challenges of life, of different perspectives. She needs those just to sustain herself as a proper Jewess. We'll read the Beit HaLevi next week. I accept the perception of the Beit HaLevi. A woman fundamentally, the woman's fundamental obligation in Torah is to know how to act. Who amar sheyeshnei hebetim legabei tamei Torah? The Beit HaLevi, that is the first Yoshaveh son of Eichik. The Grom in Vilna had a Talmud called Reb Chaim Volozhin. Reb Chaim Volozhin had a daughter. That daughter was the mother of the first of Yoshaveh son of Eichik. But Yoshaber, that Yoshaber Soloveitchik had a son called Chaim Rizk. He had two sons. One was called the Grizz, the Velvel, who came to, eventually came to Eretz Yisrael and started up the bris here, and very advertised. And then the other son was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, whose son was Rav Yashaber Soloveitchik, who set up sort of the Zionistic trail, which went to America. And Zionistic trail. He tried to come to Israel, but Israel wouldn't have. Okay? He's a candidate for Chiba. I told him, it was in the writing was the wall. I think the world is better off. Anyway, Ani Mekabel Bechlet. Let's get going here. Ani Mekabel Bechlet, the Tfisat Beit Halevi, Shalikisha Yestok Betam Torah, Kedei Shebepinah Masi Tidah Lamarasa. The fundamental need of a woman in Torah study, woman's obligation in Torah study, is not to sit and learn. That's not the goal. For a woman, the goal is to know. Whatever she needs to know to function as a Jewess. Who am I? He said, she yesh shnei abitim legabit Talmud Torah. There are two roles in Talmud Torah, two obligations. Aleph v'shma. Stop, sit, learn Torah. But it's relevant and not relevant to learn about two oxen goring each other, to learn about kachim, garaj, and the men. It's relevant or not. Etzemayet, just to know Torah. Bet, hashara l'chayei Torah l'kim etzom. Second is preparation for life of Torah and for the mitzvah. Efshar l'osif ma'at yoter. Now, Rav Aaron is adding a little bit more. Shema mitzvah Talmud Torah yeshne kiyumim. There are two fulfillments, or two obligations. Limud Torah l'shma, et gesha l'yudim, to sit and learn Torah. Here he's not being, he doesn't say anything new. Now, limud Torah l'shem mitzvah, learning Torah to fulfill the mitzvah, shegam hu chelek meha mitzvah atzma, which is part of the mitzvah. Let me tell you what Aaron has added. If I would ask you, does a woman have to learn Hilchot Tefillah? Does a woman have to learn the laws of Tefillah? Okay? Does a woman have to learn the laws of Tefillah? So you would say, what? You'd say she has to know in order to function. Okay? What mitzvah, what if she has to she has to know, she has to learn because she has to know how to function, right? But Ravan's explaining says, there's a problem. The Torah says, Vishinan Ravanaka, teach your sons to know the load of your death. So where do I go? To such imagination, what I just created. She's saying logic dictates. Logic dictates that I that a woman has to, she gotta do a mitzvah, she gotta know how to do it. Where does it say? It says, Vishinan Ravanaka, we all read it. The obligation of studying Torah, the obligation to study Torah is Mishinatam Levanepa, that applies to sons, not to daughters. So where do you get such a distinction? Says Rav Aaron, the Torah says, you got a David, that's where the mitzvah is. The Torah says, got a David. What does that mean? That doesn't come from Talmud Torah. If the Torah said, make Kiddush, that's what the Torah commanded a woman to learn the halacha of Kiddush. Make Kiddush means what? Learn the mitzvah so you can make Kiddush. So it's part of my obligation of Kiddush that I have to learn the halacha of the Kiddush. It's part of my obligation of Tefillah. So a woman does have Talmud Torah, but it doesn't stem from Talmud Torah. Now we're going to just remember this because it's very fundamental. You see, the Gaon of Vilna is going to, next week, we're going to talk about what the woman making Birkat at Torah, and the Vilna Gaon says, what do you mean a woman's got obligation to Torah from the mitzvah that she's got to know? That doesn't exist. Rav Aaron is answering the question of Vilna Gaon. Of course she doesn't have an obligation to learn because of learning. That talks about stop learning. She has an obligation to learn about Kiddush because she's commanded to make Kiddush. It comes with the mitzvah, with every one of her mitzvot. Comes the obligation to learn the halacha of that mitzvah. Good question. It would seem to be that if she can assume it's mitzvah, once she has a reshut, right? He doesn't deal with it. But I also thought about this problem. If the halacha says a woman can do any mitzvah, so any mitzvah that she assumes upon herself to do, if you say you can do it, that means I can assume upon myself, and I get scarred for doing it. It's like, remember, gave you the right to steal the mitzvah. I gave you the right to sit and learn and learn the mitzvah. All right. Let's continue. לדעתי, מה שדרוש לבד כדי לקבל את ההכשרה התורנית הנשית, זה הרבה ב-3rd paragraph on page 15. לדעתי, מה שדרוש לבד כדי לקבל את ההכשרה התורנית הנשית, זה הרבה מעבר למה שלמדנו. So from my perspective, we're not still not giving our daughters enough, much more. יש להגביר את הלימוד הבנות כמותית ואיכותית, both quantity and quality, תוך כדי הוראת כל תחומי התורה, teacher everything. ובכל זה עדיין לא נחרוג מן המסגרת הרנאו, and says, provided that we don't go over the boundaries that I stated above, which is what? To teach women at the same time, that we want it to be a part, we want it to be a part. That is, we want a woman to value the traditional role, but if what's needed for her personal spiritual satisfaction is to grow her learning, then you give her what she needs. And what's the reason for it? Because a woman's got to learn, has asked to learn, everything that is needed for her to function as a Torah Jewess. And if in our generation it means learning the courage, the heroic, then she's going to learn the courage, whatever she needs. Now we get this very important. As far as we're teaching Torah to women, yesh aspect was that. There is an additional element. So what are the elements we talked about? We talked about that a woman's got, that times have changed, and the woman's got to learn more Torah for her knowledge, and this. He said, you know, there's a whole different dimension that we've neglected completely about women's Torah education. L'inyan limud Torah l'nashim yesh aspect nosaf, v'hu chovat b'shech masorat Yisrael, passing on the torch. Right? I've had an occasion to use a beautiful voice that my father told me. My father said that, you know, in the Greek Olympics, the runners used to run and they used to pass the baton from man to man. The only difference is in the Greek Olympics, they didn't pass the baton. They passed a burning torch. And the winner was not the one who passed on that line with the torch. But they were the first one to pass the pass line of the torch to the burning. They had to finish the race, but first, the torch still burning. He says, well, that's what I'm trying to say. He says, our job is to make sure that torch, you pass it on from generation to generation, and that torch stays aflame. And that responsibility to make sure that the torch stays aflame doesn't only fall upon the men. It falls upon the women as well. And each generation, there are different requirements of what we need in order to keep that torch burning. לעניין לימוד תורה לנשים, יש אספקט נוסף, הוא חובת המשך מסורת ישראל. כמתורה בתורה, זה שריטן לתורה, והודעתם לבניך ולבני בניך, יום אשר עמדת לפני השם ולתך בסיני. You have to notify your children and your grandchildren the day, you're telling them about the day that you stood at Sinai. Right? That is, and the Ramban understands, would you do me a favor, turn back. One second, so turning back is the text of this one. Yes, turn back, it's source number 16. Here, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says, in the source 16, there's another article which is called Mishpacha Balacha. We don't have enough time to go through it, but here again he says that we have an obligation to pass on the Sinai experience, right? Okay, and look at number 39. הדבר הלא עולה והוא מדברי רמב"ן שמנה שכחת מעמד עצמי, forgetting the Sinai experience, הווה אומר המסורה, the tradition, ולא תעשה מיוחד, the Rambam has a list of the 13 commandments, the Rambam cut out a few and said there are a couple that you forgot. One of them, he says, is the commandment to pass on the tradition of Sinai. Right? It's the thou shalt not. If it's the thou shalt not, we're going to rob again. Right? The Lota said, as he says in that footnote, Shinimnanu shalo nishkach mamar al-sinai, velo nasir oto midateinu, aval yeh einenu v'libeinu sham kol hayamim, v'hu yesod gadol v'torah, v'hu ha-mniya ha-ba'al lanu mi-pasuk, pen tishkach et ha-dvarim asher hu einecha. That we shouldn't forget the Sinai experience and the tradition that we were passed down. V'zir pen yesur mi-halev, mi-odiyam v'bani, you have to transmit that to your children and your grandchildren. And our son of God, Lichtenstein, has a whole article. He bases it on the Ramban. Okay, let's turn back, I'm sorry. So again, I made that page 159 in that four, in the fourth paragraph at the end of the second line. Li'isha. Okay, with the fourth paragraph, the second line. The first word is Li'isha. The last time on that, the second. Li'isha kemechanechet hador haba. A woman. And we saw this also in Babacher Rebbe. He made this very same point. That since we know that women are the major educators, both in the home and in the school system, Le'isha, kemechanechet hador haba, tzarich shiye ma lahavir, uleshem ze hizkuka hen liyede ve nizika nafshi. Both the knowledge, but also the soul's got to. She's got to believe what she's teaching. She's got to feel and understand Torah. She will want to transmit the Masorah. Therefore, it is imperative to deepen the learning. One studies in that, one is invested the time to understand, on one hand, cares, what is that Mazon say? We know that one of the fundamental problems about the relationship between Batim and Kidoni is that anything that I don't know anything about, I assume is on the Zizu. It comes from a lack of knowledge. I can live without it, therefore it's not important. Kishalodim Dabar Etev, when you learn something deeply, Zemnof Teh Zikanashi, that creates an emotional investment. Yesh Dvarim Shiyodim Otam Klalit, Avodom Magishim Otam Magina Paveti. The things that I know generally, but I don't have an experiential bond. Therefore they don't go into my psyche. Lemashal, yesh melamed mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz. There's an obligation of mitzvot atliyot ba'aretz. It's the ishat zirka ladat masit, ketzad lafrish tumot ha-masvot. Avon ein lesapek b'cha, istapek. What's not enough? Ato b'chila shiyesh namei achila. You know, when a Jew eats chazer, he feels nauseous. Shiyesh na ma'achila kazir, tzricha liyot gam ma'achila teva. Also, when you eat some of the jam, they don't come on the mask. This is a So, that's because we don't have the same emotional investment in teva, but we do the investment. Teva do'oraita chamuri do'tel ma'achila. Actually, it says eating teva, the grain that you haven't taken off chumot the masa, is worse than eating kazir. It's not that there isn't that same nausea that comes with it. Madua. Chosoyed, the lack of knowledge. Pashut lo lamduto, velo chadadato dada nefesh. It hasn't gone into my sight. Lachin tzarich lagbir et alimut shel Torah shebar peh. Therefore, the women have to learn not only the written law, but the oral law as well. Mebchina masit kedai lelamed se lezraim, yoed, lezikim. Vechen ha-ma'at ha-aktuali minashim, kim tahot. So I teach it on this study. וכאשר מלמדים, צריכים ללמד לעומק, יאללה, teach with depth, respect your audience. אם מלמדים למשל ספר ויקרא, צריך ללמד כמו שצריך. גם רש"י כמובן, ורש"י מביא את הראש שבו עופר. אי אפשר לומר שללמד לבנות רש"י כן ומשנה לא. You teach with רש"י and משנה, so that just doesn't make sense. כשרש"י מעצמו מצטט הרבה משניות. ורש"י צריך quotes משניות. העובדה שהמשנה מסוימת, מסתננת לתלמידה, דעת רשי, the fact that the Mishnah gets to the woman through the learning of Rashi, אין המשנה. It doesn't make it stop being Torah של בעל פה. אי אפשר ללמד על קצה המזלג. If you want to teach properly, you can't teach על קצה המזלג. You gotta teach it right. או שלומדים, או שלומדים. You gotta teach it right, you gotta teach it right. If you come to the conclusion that that's what the woman need, you teach it right. באותה מידה, אין any shum itnagdut lamed benot lo. I have no objection in principle to Olam Mishnah. That's what the women of the generation need to get the necessary depth. Bechina masit ze tzak kasher mishum sheimu devatsia b'chat b'kevah. Generally speaking, there are exceptions, but generally speaking, the women don't have the same motivation to sit in the Gemara like men. Chesar leker chavrati, there's a social problem. Ubikar chasira shifa lasot b'kach meloa tmuzah batid, and says, also in the future, the women don't see any future in it. צריך להבין שבלימוד גמרא שלבים הראשונים הם קשים. When you have to understand that when you first time learning of Gemara, you don't get that intellectual high. It's hard. You have to learn the skills, you have to learn the language. ואין לנו שכן את הלב, it doesn't immediately pull at your heartstring. מי שרואה זאת כחנה וכחת לימוד את הציבי בתים, if you see it as an introduction to more intensive learning in the future, זה דבר אחר, that's one. אבל עבור מי שנשאר בשלבים הראשונים, כאשר you only learn the first levels, it's difficult. כי אם שאישה לתאמן מהמציאות החברתית הקיימת, הרי ברור שאין סיכוי שבלא היקף הלימוד של הבנים יפתח גם עם פרטחון. Therefore he says, it's pretty clear that the full capacity of learning, which the men, the boys have, the chances are that it will not happen. אני גם לא משוכנע שרצוי לפחות הבת ללמוד גמרא בצורה טובה. I don't have to force the women. That I don't feel that I have to require a woman in order to get the satisfaction that she has to learn גמרא in the same intensive fashion. בהלכה, בכל זאת, יש הבדל בין מקום איש לבין מקום אישה בנושא זה. בסופו של דבר, התפקוד בחיים שלו, ב-functionally. Therefore, if I want to, if a daughter is resistant to learning גמרא, so push her in different directions. After all, she doesn't have the obligation. Remember, he says, she's not obligated. He can't, if she gets satisfaction, then encourage her to do it. If she doesn't get satisfaction, push her in a different direction. אבל אם לדבר על יכולת ללמוד דווקא מרא, להבין אותו, ליהנות ממנו, if you're talking about potential, capabilities, אין יבוא שום סיבה שלא לכוון לך ללמוד זאת לבנות. As you know, no reason not to do. Okay, the time's running out. Let me just see if there was one other thing on this. Okay, just turn to the next page. Just one thing. Talk about chinuch l'chayei mishpacha. Okay. Okay, you see the next page? It says 160 at the bottom. Okay. צריך, a lot of things I would, if you're interested, you're more than welcome to take the sheets on with it and look. That's okay, page 160. צריך קודם כל, you see that where it says, כאילו חיי משפחה? A little bit. צריך קודם כל להשתחרר משתי תיאוריות. First you have to correct the fundamental errors. אלף, חינוך וחיי משפחה אינם מיועד רק לבנות. Right? You don't only have to teach women how to set up a home. כי המשפחה, גם בבנים. אם רואים בזה ערב צריך לחנך גם לך, גם בנים. וחינוך לחיי משפחה אינו מצטמצם אך ורק בדברים שבינו לבינה. It's not about עצמיות. That's not the only thing that goes into a family. When he talks about it, and he goes on to talk about the values of his family, communicating it. He says, he makes a very cute line. Look at the last paragraph. החינוך הטוב ביותר בתחום זה. The best education, the one you get, for raising a good family, would be valedim, be born into a good family. Shem efshal l'mod b'tzurah tova b'yotah. That's where you'll learn to love and to appreciate one another. And unfortunately, you know, the statistics suggest that there's a greater tendency in people to get grown up in a broken family, to have a broken family. And unfortunately, because they don't necessarily have good minds. Okay. Then he has a suggestion about careers, and he said that you have to give a woman a career nowadays because by the time, even if she has 5-6 children, by the time she's in her 40s, well, that's different kind. This is what she's going to do at first time. And he goes on to them, and there's satisfaction, but still. We'll get back to those writings. Anyway, next week, okay, next week there is, okay, they just mentioned, yeah. next week we'll push out, we'll start about